Stop being a fixer. I was asked the other day what I thought about being an only child. And I think responses like, I would have liked to have had a sibling to share emotional burdens with, or I spoke largely to adults, so maybe I missed out as a child, or I was a bit lonely, are the common things that come to mind. My actual answer was, as an only child, you become extremely adept at reading between the lines to know what keeps you out of trouble. You learn to be complicit. You learn to hide things and fix things for your family that they don't want others to know. And it's sort of fun because you're in on a secret. So you really become a skilled problem solver. And unfortunately, this becomes a problem because anyone who does those things well often uses that problem solving, that fixing, as a bit of a go-to. Being a problem solver was something that I developed as a child. I learned that if I actually solved issues for my parents and was complicit in whatever it is they wanted to hide from the world, they were first generation migrants. They took the British citizenship. They trained as teachers in this country, worked in this country, paid their taxes in this country. And I was born here. But they also didn't want to do anything that made them feel out of place. And because I was born here and I understood how things worked here, especially as I got older, I was often fixing a lot of their problems. And as an only child, it remains down to me because I've got no one else to ask for help. Do you then problem solve without being asked? Do you make excuses for people that you love or report it as just, oh, I'm seeing the best in people, or they were having an off day, or you're really quick at reading between the lines, for example, responding to passive aggressive or indirect statements. So, for example, someone says, I'm a little chilly, and you immediately shut the window, or they say, I'm thirsty, and you get a drink for them, when actually that person you're doing it for could either ask you directly or do it themselves or learn to do both. And if you do any of those things, then keep listening because this is for you. All of that ability makes you a wonderful person. It makes you a great friend, but it will also exhaust you. And it will teach others reliance on you rather than empowerment. Let's look at exhaustion first. We only have a finite amount of time and energy. There are only 24 hours in a day. And of those, we only have about 6 really good hours where we feel we're giving our best. Anything we do, physical, emotional, cognitive, depletes that energy. So that means if we are spending those 6 hours worrying about someone else or solving their problems, especially someone who maybe means little to us, we've got nothing left for the people we really care about. And this can lead to conflict and leave us wondering why, if all we do is try and please everyone and solve everyone's problems, is no one happy, especially not you. So try this. Create a priority list of people that you value. And if you find yourself worrying or giving too much time and energy to someone at the end of the list or someone not even on that list, choose instead to focus on the people at the top. I used to have a lot of people ask for my time in a personal context, which I always used to agree to, and in the midst of it, wonder why. Largely because a lot of them simply used to want to read poetry to me. Now, I don't mind that, especially because poetry is a great way for self-expression, but I'm happy to read it in my own time. I don't need to sit there and listen to you. I have other things to do, especially since you weren't necessarily anywhere near the top of my priority list. So finally, I took control and I set boundaries. And I said to them, well, actually, I haven't even been able to see my dad or my friends or whoever it is that were on the list. And until I've done so, I'm afraid I'm not free. And admittedly, some of them stopped asking me, but I have to admit, I've not missed it. Empowerment. If we're always meeting what we assume to be the needs of others without asking them, we run the risk of being that person who they come to rely on for doing stuff after only hinting. We never actually teach them to ask for help specifically, neither do we teach them any form of empowerment. Now, if we're talking about children, that's different. But this sort of thing often happens with adults who have the capacity to know better and to do better. So when someone drops hints, try this. Ask them, what would you like me to do with that information? Or a simple positive acknowledgement. Okay, I hear you. And this teaches the other person to make their request explicit. This is good for them. And actually also means it's good for you, because if you're not guessing what they want, if they tell you directly, your response is going to be the most helpful. And if someone says, I'm fine, believe them until they explain otherwise. You can ask twice. You can leave the door open with, I hope you are, but if you're not, come and chat. But do explain that you respect them enough to take them at their word and not presume there's any games being played. Now, I know with some people, for example, parents, especially as they get older, this is a lot harder to do. And you may choose not to do it because when it comes to parents and family, a pattern has usually been established and it's probably less trouble to continue going along with it. But if that is already a source of energy depletion, it is certainly better not to let that happen in other aspects of your life as well. Now, as I said, as has happened to me, what might happen is that some people may not want to hang around you so much anymore, and that's okay. They can find somebody else to interpret their hints. But what will happen is you will begin not just to value your time and energy more, but you will value yourself more, not as a doer or pleaser or problem solver, but simply a person who is allowed to be here without doing anything. Just be here. And hopefully you'll also recognize, because you won't be so exhausted, the people in your life who are explicit with their needs, who give as much as they ask, and who are energizing to be around, and hopefully you'll choose to see them more. I do appreciate it's not easy. I myself find I easily slip back into old patterns, especially in unfamiliar situations, but as Maslow says, we have to choose to grow over and over again, and so we simply have to keep being aware and keep practicing. And that's all we have time for. But for more practical ways to boost your well-being, check out my YouTube channel, Dr. Audrey T, Practical Tools for Everyday Wellbeing, or my Facebook page of the same name. Or have a look at my website, www.draudreyt.com, or tune in to the Wellbeing Lounge on Tuesday nights, 9 till 10, for your hour of mental health on NLive Radio.